Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. And you're going to be glad you did because our good friend Tom Masucker is with us. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to, I think, 2001, something like that. Long time. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom, the four sides of Sandbox Wisdom. A Clear Eye for Branding and A Brand New World. Four books. I think there may be more. I know there's a new one coming out, and he's one of our top branding experts, as you probably figured out, our good friend Tom Masucker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. What's as you look out over the landscape of the marketplace, Tom, what do you see? What's the key to success in a challenging time like this? We've got the interesting thing, Tom, is we've got real challenges out there. We got high oil prices, energy prices, we got high food prices, we got some inflation, we got some sectors that are really sick, and we got some problems. But we also have just a high level of anxiety. And as you look out across all this stuff, what do you see have you found any solutions for any of this?
Well, I've discovered a pattern, and if you understand the pattern, then you can come up with your own solution. I can't give you the solution to any particular business because I'm not close enough to their audience. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things that are not changing about the marketplace, and the most important thing that's not changing is that customers in the marketplace have always been overwhelmed with messages. This is nothing new. They've been time constrained for the last 50 years. This is nothing new. And so they move through the marketplace rapidly. The number of choices, brand choices, whether it's where to shop, where to eat, what to buy, what to wear, it's only about 150 for an average American. So we have 150 choices that we make, and we walk through life on autopilot making those choices unless something of superior value in our mind's eye pops up on the landscape. As soon as we see that, we'll direct our attention and we'll rapidly try to intuit, is there really value there that should pull me away because I'm really busy? That should pull me away and get me to dig a little bit deeper. Do I desire what that value is? That's the thing that's not changing. Now, if you take that idea and that mindset and you apply it to your business model, then you have to look at, for example, what's going on in the marketplace today, right? Prudence and frugality is in. Overt big spending is out. Right, I saw a quote in the USA Today back during when we had our last interview, and here's what it said. It says Angela Harris loves Starbucks. At least four times a week, she'd plunk down $3.46 for an iced mocha latte, a total of $664 a year. Now she makes Folgers coffee at home and squirts in some Hershey syrup. This is what she says. She says, it doesn't taste the same, but with gas at $3 a gallon, that was in February,
yeah.
I can pass up Starbucks.
Hmm.
What makes people successful?
And then,
it's
and then
understanding
turn the page and turn the page, and Starbucks just closed up 700 shops.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah.
See, they had this mindset that there was this unlimited marketplace for this high-level, high-priced coffee service that in third place, whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
It just wasn't there. It wasn't there. So, if you understand what's going on And you say to yourself, how can I take this mindset, take my expertise, my connections, my passion for what I do, and how can I help these people that are making Folgers coffee and squirting in Hershey syrup? How can I give them a better experience than what they're getting?
Because what you just said, Tom, is that even though they might not still be buying Starbucks, which, by the way, I still like their Frappuccino, plain coffee, please. No whipped cream. But even though they may not be buying Starbucks, they are buying Folgers and Hershey's. And so my point is, you got to blend into the fact, folks, that somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. And how do you get your part of that? And that's all part of branding, believe it or not. We're going to get Tom to talk to us some more about this right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Tom Asacker is still here. He's our guest this half hour, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Clear Eye for Branding. That's one of his most recent books. Tom, give us your website, please.
It's aclear-eye.com.
And they can find more about your books there and all the different things you do, your speaking opportunities, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff.
So, yeah, and Tom is a wonderful writer, folks. Anything that you're looking for, especially with regard to branding, taking care of your customers, loving up your customers, as I often say, Tom's one of the best. So be sure to check that out, aclear-eye.com. Okay, Tom, we're talking about how to make sure, I think where we are is how to make sure our brand has an opportunity to be seen in at a time when people are, you know, as I said when we went to the break, people are still buying stuff. They're just looking at the idea of those purchases a little bit differently, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and it's never rational. I mean, that's the other thing that people have a hard time understanding about how people make decisions in the marketplace. It's not some type of, you know, they don't sit down and make a list and think about things rationally. I saw a line at a gas station the other day because they were 15 cents lower per gallon. There were lines of cars that have driven miles to in this line. So nobody sat down and said, now, wait a minute, how much am I really saving here, right? Because they'll leave that gas station and they'll pull into their favorite pub and they'll spend $4 for a beer. You know, so nobody says, well, I'm not going to go to the pub and get the beer. I'm going to just buy a six-pack and go home and watch the game.
Right.
So, you know, people's marketplace calculus is based on their feelings at the time.
I know somebody who maybe drives, she may drive 3,000, 4,000 miles a year. So when gas went to $4, that might have increased her gas bill, you know, maybe 50, 60 bucks a year. You know, but that number, that $4 number shut her down, and she's not going anywhere now. Because it's just gas. Gas is just too high. As you say, there's nothing rational about it. I mean, she just made that decision based on that emotion.
Well, exactly. I mean, there are people making the decisions with their cars that own cars that get low gas mileage. They're trading them in, losing thousands of dollars on the trade-in. And again, to your point, they're not spending that much more in gas per year.
Even though, for all we know, 9 months from now, gas may be down to back down $2 a gallon. I mean, I don't think it will be, but I don't think it's going to stay at four. But what they're doing is they're making long-term decisions based on short-term information.
Well, based on their feelings, and that's a brand isn't logos and colors and all that. That's part of it, but that's a very small part of it. The real part of it is, how do I convey rapidly to people so that they can feel it in their gut that what I have will improve their life? will add value to their life right now, today, based on what's going on in the marketplace and what their feelings are today. I mean, if you look at some of the trends right now, because of this, basically all the news about the economy is what's driving people to have these feelings and make these different decisions. I mean,
right.
People are doing a lot more do-it-yourself stuff. They're cutting back on home services, right? They're doing a lot of home cooking, right? So if you look at some of these things that they're doing, then you ask yourself, how can I improve what they're doing with the value of my products and services? Instead of saying to people, hey, just, you know, we've got a hardware store. If you need something, come on down and get it. Is there a way for us with our expertise to improve people's lives, considering that they have this mindset right now about money and about the marketplace?
Should we also try? Wouldn't it be a good idea to also talk to our customers and not ask them so much pointed questions, but just sort of get a feel for how they're thinking about things right now, like you and I were talking about these other people, how they're reacting, and take that information after we interview quite a few folks, and I say interview, I just mean visit with them. I don't mean sit down and say, okay, I'm going to interview you, speak into the microphone. I mean just talking to them about different things, and then adjust your own strategies, maybe your advertising strategy, your marketing strategy, your delivery strategy, your delivery schedule. Make some adjustments that would make them believe that you're connecting to the way they feel right now.
Well, and that is the essence of what strategy is. It's about being different than other people by deliberately choosing different activities to deliver a unique bundle of value. I mean, that's what it all is all about. It's not trying to communicate difference. Right? I mean, that's what people are trying to do out there. They're trying to say, hey, we're different. And they run ads and billboards, and people ignore all that stuff because they've been being told that everyone is different for so long, they ignore it. So how do you show somebody, right? And one of the best ways is what you just said. If you empathize with people, if you talk to people, if you listen to what their pain is, and you can develop something unique to help them solve that pain, listen, they'd fall in love with you.
Absolutely. Stand by, Tom. Tom H. Eckers, our guest, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I'll take a quick break. It's 10 till. Here's Mickey and Sylvia. Take us out.
Once you get it, you never want to quit. No, no. After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back from the Innocent Age album.
Tell me a secret, tell me a lie.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out using your advantage. We do lots of things that we create here and place on our websites, articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our guest Tom A. Sacker, answers that I've created and that I've given. I have questions that I've answered and our Brain Trust members have answered that we've already got waiting on you at askjim.biz. Lots and lots of stuff at both of those websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. Tom, we're talking about the branding. Maybe I guess what we could say is branding in 2008. Branding at in a time when things are tough. You've got to look at. You know, there are times, Tom. I guess see if this makes sense. There are years when you can lead your customers to water and get them to drink. And then there are years where you have to find out where they want to drink, and you have to go there and be with them there. And I think this is an example of that second kind of a time.
Absolutely.
Whenever things are rocking and rolling, you can throw out an idea, and if they like you and they know you and you've never let them down before, they'll come to your place and they'll drink your water. But at a time like today, you kind of have to go where they want to go, don't you?
absolutely right. I mean, that's and that was your whole point about the Starbucks deal, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when everything was booming, people said, "Hey, you know, I deserve a little indulgence. Let me go have my Starbucks three times a day or whatever it was." You know, now you've got to understand what it is that people are looking for that'll help them improve their life right now, because it's not simply about indulgence. Now, does that mean that you know you have to boil everything down to some basic, you know, product and service promise, you know, like cheapest products for the, you know, quickest? No, it doesn't mean that at all. What it means is you need to bundle more value in what you're offering people. I mean, for example, we know that there's a lot of value in saving people time. We know that. We know that there's a lot of value in saving people money. We know that there's value in helping people achieve and learn and create. So suppose if you were a market, like a small grocery market, suppose that you had, you said, well, how do I combine these things? How can I save people time? How can I save them money? How can I teach them something, allow them to be creative, right? You're bundling value. So suppose you had some special evening programs where people came in and they had personalized hands-on cooking classes,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, but now you're saying, but wait a minute, people are busy. No problem, because during these cooking classes, they're going to create a week's worth of meals that they're mm-hmm. then going to take home that'll save them money. They're using more nutritious ingredients. We know they're not eating out anymore, so we're giving them, you know, an alternative to their issues that they're facing on a daily basis, which is, how do I continue to grocery shop with prices going high, eat healthy, save time, and save money? Those are the types of ideas, value-added components, that today branding is all about. It's not about image anymore. It's about delivering value. And if
you know,
can show them it.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can demonstrate that, then people will come along with you.
I think that now more than ever before, this is a great time, folks, to start collecting email addresses from your customers if you haven't already been doing that. And if you have been, keep doing it and do it even more, because and find a way to save them time and or gasoline with that email address. Tell, you know, come up with a campaign that where you can say, okay, I know you drop by the shop once a week and we'd love to see you, but I know, you know, what if we sent you an email to let you know when the new stuff is in, so you know which day to come by.
Listen, Jim, absolutely.
Anything, well, even if it's not convenient for you, anything like that lets them know that you're trying to understand what's going on in their lives. That's all part of branding, isn't it, Tom?
Exactly. Or suppose we know you're doing more work around the house and around the yard. We know you're busy. Hey, listen, we've got some new videos that demonstrate some how-tos. In case you are fixing your deck, there's a how-to. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you need the supplies or if you need any help, we're here for you.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure, always great to have you here.
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Tom Maysacker, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.